Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Tough Today Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October the 4th. In the news this morning, overnight E-bot prices were December corn up a penny and three quarters at 682 and a half. December wheat up 2.5 cents, 914 and a half. And November beans up 12 and a half cents at 1386 and a half. Markets responding to strong overnight markets. We've got the crude oil up 212 a barrel. Dow Jones looks to open up another 270 higher here this morning. The dollar is down 78 ticks, down to 110.87. Silver is up 24 cents. Gold's up 18 bucks. So all in all, the outside markets are saying that perhaps the recession fears are over. Now, I don't buy that for a minute, but we had a key reversal yesterday in the Dow Jones futures and in the S&P futures. So maybe we've just got a little bit of risk on in here. But I don't think inflation is going to stop anytime soon. I don't see that the economy is all that strong. And I see us printing money left and right in the government, and I just don't think that's good long term. But in the short term, can we have these kind of bounces, catch up to the moving averages, correct the relative strength? That is certainly possible out here. Now, the crop progress last night showed 22% of the beans harvested versus 25. On average, corn, 20 harvested versus 22 on average. So both just slightly behind, but not a big deal out here. Tonight starts the beginning of Yom Kippur, as we said before. Selling Rosh Hashanah, buying Yom Kippur. I have to go back and see if it worked here. I think it worked in the beans, but I don't know about the corn. But it begins at sundown tonight, so that's one less bearish factor the market has to contend with. But we still have to contend with pretty good harvest pressure coming in. The yield results around the country are fairly consistent. You know, just terrible in Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota. They get much better in Minnesota. Iowa spotty, some very good yields, some very poor yields. Illinois generally pretty good. Wisconsin pretty good. Minnesota pretty good. Indiana pretty good. So it's really kind of a mixed bag out there, but nothing we really didn't know about. I don't see any major surprises out there for the time being. The trade's going to eventually turn its attention toward the WASDE report a week from tomorrow and whether or not they're going to shave more production and shave the carryouts. Certainly with the corn numbers down and the bean numbers down, wheat numbers down, not the bean numbers, but the corn and the wheat, we could see some shaving of the supply and demand. But I would think that they would raise the bean number a little bit out here. So I think in the longer run, guys want to be short beans, long corn, long some wheat, though the funds are basically even in the wheat right now. So there's still a lot of confusion going on in these markets, a lot of uncertainty. On any given day, if the outside markets fall apart, the grains will fall apart. When the outsides are strong, the grains have a chance. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.